Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister arrives in Moscow to participate in the 22nd India-Russia annual summit. Supreme Court asks Centre and NTA to file a report on NEET UG paper leak case. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren expands his cabinet following trust vote victory in assembly. Normal life disrupted in Maharashtra and Uttarakhand due to heavy rain. In Wimbledon, Elena Rybakina advances to women's singles quarterfinal in men's singles round of 16 Novak Djokovic to face Olga Rune tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Moscow this evening on a 3-day official visit to Russia and Austria. He received a guard of honour at Moscow airport. Prime Minister Modi was received by the first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov. During the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defence, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. The Russian president will host a private dinner for the Prime Minister this evening. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will interact with the Indian community in Russia. On the second leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will be visiting Austria tomorrow itself at the invitation of the Chancellor of Austria. The Supreme Court has asked the Centre and National Testing Agency to file a report before it on the NEET UG paper leak case by Wednesday. The top court also directed the CBI to file a status report on its investigation into the case so far. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra was hearing a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG exam, including those alleging irregularities and malpractices in the medical test and seeking a direction to conduct it afresh. The CJI said the fact that sanctity of the exam is compromised is beyond question. He said, however, before ordering a retest, the extent of the leak needs to be known. The top court stated that cancellation of exam is the extreme last resort. The matter is now listed for hearing on Thursday. The government has announced significant improvements in telecom infrastructure to ensure seamless mobile connectivity for pilgrims of the Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra 2024. The Department of Telecommunications has partnered with major telecom service providers, including Airtel, BSNL and Reliance Jio, to enhance the infrastructure and provide continuous coverage along the Yatra routes. To ensure coverage, a total of 82 sites, including 31 new sites, will be active. These upgrades aim to provide uninterrupted mobile connectivity to pilgrims and the public. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed deep concern over the terrible series of heat waves witnessed in many parts of the country during the summer and flagged that extreme weather events have become more frequent around the globe in recent years. She called upon the people to take proactive measures at their own level to complement efforts initiated by the government and international organizations for protection and conservation of the environment. The president, who is on a 4-day tour to her home state, Odisha, shared her reflections on nature through social media platform X as she walked along the beaches of Puri this morning. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized the need to take care of the environment and nurture vegetation inside cantonment areas. Interacting with the officer trainees of the 2023 batch of the Indian Defence Estates Service in New Delhi today, he suggested that this could be achieved by promoting herbal plantations and horticulture on defence estate land in a structured manner for the larger benefit of society. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said today that around 8,800 farmers, producer organizations, FPOs, have been set up across the country. Talking to reporters after visiting the FPO Mela at Delhi Haat, he said FPOs facilitate farmers with access to improved technology, credit, better input and more markets to incentivize them to produce better quality commodities.
10,000 एफपीओज बनाने का टारगेट रखा था, उसमें से 8,800 के करीब बन चुके हैं। और प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी की पहल पर के उपभोक्ता को भी सस्ता मिल जाए और किसान पैदा भी करें, प्रोसेस भी करें और उनको भी ठीक दाम मिल जाए और शुद्ध उत्पाद भी लोगों तक पहुंचे, और अगर जरूरत पड़ती है किसी आदान की, बीज की, खाद की, तो अकेले अकेले को न भागना पड़े किसान को, सामूहिक रूप से एफपीओ भी इस व्यवस्था को कर दे। तो इस तरह के प्रयत्न एफपीओ के माध्यम से निश्चित तौर पर एक तरफ उपभोक्ता को भी फायदा देंगे और दूसरी तरफ किसानों की आय भी बढ़ेगी।
Kharif crops have been sown in over 378 lakh hectares till date as against 331 lakh hectares last year. The crop sowing has increased by over 14% as compared to last year. Crop sowing data released by the Agriculture Ministry reveals that rice has been sown in around 60 lakh hectares, which is over 9 lakh hectares more than last year. The ministry said over 36 lakh hectare area has been covered under the cultivation of pulses, which is more than 13 lakh hectares as compared to last year. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren expanded his cabinet following the trust vote victory in the assembly today. Of the 11 MLAs sworn in as cabinet ministers, 6 are from the JMM, 4 from the Congress and 1 from the RJD. Former Chief Minister Champai Soren has been included in the cabinet. 3 changes were made in the cabinet, in which 2 are from the Congress and 1 from the JMM. Basant Soren of JMM and Badal Patralekh from Congress were dropped from the cabinet. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 2 soldiers were injured after terrorists lobbed hand grenade and opened fire on an army vehicle in the remote Machedi area of Kathua district today. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces at Machedi area of Kathua after terrorist attack. Additional forces have rushed to the location to control the situation. The army cordoned off the area and a massive search operation has been launched. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today met with violence-affected families in relief camps in Manipur. Addressing media persons in Imphal, he appealed to people to stop violence and live peacefully together during his one-day visit to the state. Mr. Gandhi also met with Governor Anusuya Uike this evening. The National Commission of Minorities today held a meeting with representatives from 18 states and union territories to discuss the implementation and registration of Sikh marriages under the Anand Marriage Act. The Minority Affairs Ministry said states including Jharkhand, Maharashtra and Meghalaya have reported the implementation of the Act, and other states and UTs have assured that they will do it within 2 months. The meeting held via video conference was presided over by the chairman of the National Commission for Minorities. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Maharashtra, many districts including Mumbai witnessed heavy rainfall today. Waterlogging was reported from many areas in the Mumbai metropolitan region. Flood-like situation developed in some areas of Raigarh, Ratnagiri, Sindhudurg, Pune, Satara, Kolhapur and Buldhana. The IMD has issued a red alert for Raigarh, Ratnagiri, Sindhudurg, Pune and Satara districts for the next 24 hours, while an orange alert has been issued for Mumbai, Thane and Palghar districts. A report.
Overnight heavy rains in Mumbai resulting in disruption in train services and waterlogging on roads posed problems for office goers today. Flight services at the Mumbai airport were also severely impacted, with nearly 50 flights cancelled or diverted due to low visibility. Both the houses of the state legislature were also adjourned, as many members and officials were unable to reach Vidhan Bhavan. Taking stock of the situation, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde said that teams of the National Disaster Response Force have been deployed to relocate people to safer areas wherever required.
267 से 300 mm बारिश गिरी है, ये बारिश कम समय में गिरी है और इसलिए रेलवे के ट्रैक पे भी पानी आया है और पानी फेंकने का काम शुरू है, सब रोड पे ट्रैफिक शुरू हुई है और जो वाटर लॉगिंग वाले स्पॉट है, बीएमसी के बड़े अधिकारी जो वरिष्ठ है वो वहाँ खड़े हैं और इसलिए पूरी सिस्टम जो है स्टेट डिजास्टर रेलवे एनडीआरएफ और बीएमसी फेस करने के लिए पूरी तरह अलर्ट है।
ईशा रानी, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, मुंबई।
In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are underway after waterlogging in Champawat and Udham Singh Nagar districts. Some places in these two districts were waterlogged due to heavy rains late last night. SDRF Commandant Manikant Mishra said about 200 to 250 people have been rescued.
कुमाऊं के दो जिले चंपावत और उधम सिंह नगर में जलस्तर बहुत बढ़ गया है, जिसके कारण से कुछ परिवार फंस गए हैं उसमें। तो रात से ही इसमें अभियान चल रहा है, जिसमें एसडीआरएफ की टीम, एनडीआरएफ और अभी चंपावत में आर्मी भी आ गई है। एसडीआरएफ के द्वारा लगभग 200 से 250 लोगों को सही स्थान पर सकुशल पहुंचाया गया है। अभी कुछ लोग और फंसे हुए हैं जो अपने घरों के छत पर हैं, उनको भी निकालने का प्रयास किया जा रहा है।
Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain at some places in the state tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
In Poornagiri Tehsil of Champawat district, more than 150 families have been shifted to safer places by the State Disaster Response Force and Police Force with the help of the local administration. At the same time, after waterlogging at more than 25 places in Khatima and Sitarganj Tehsil of Udham Singh Nagar district, NDRF, SDRF, police, water police team and Tehsil administration jointly conducted relief and rescue operations. About 150 people have been rescued from Gilhari, Chakarpur village and taken to safer places. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami will conduct an aerial survey and ground inspection of the flood-affected areas tomorrow morning. Earlier today, the Chief Minister directed the Kumaon Commissioner, District Magistrates of Champawat and Udham Singh Nagar and other concerned officials to carry out relief and rescue operations with better coordination. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Earth Sciences Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today held a high-level meeting to exclusively address public concerns and inputs in the wake of the ongoing monsoon season across the country. During the meeting, he reviewed upgradation of weather forecasting systems. Dr. Singh said that 3 radars and 180 automatic weather forecasting systems will be installed in Delhi NCR in the coming time. In Mumbai, 2 radars have been installed and 4 more are in the pipeline. In Chennai, 3 radars already exist and 1 more will be installed in Kolkata. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has notified amendments to the regulatory framework for broadcasting and cable services and releases. TRAI has removed the ceiling on network capacity fee of 130 rupees for 200 channels and 160 rupees for more than 200 channels. The fee will now be driven by market forces. In order to ensure transparency, the regulator said all charges have to be mandatorily published by service providers and communicated to consumers besides reporting to it. The government will reopen the application window for production-linked incentive PLI scheme for white goods, air conditioners and LED lights for 90 days from the 15th of this month. Commerce and Industry Ministry said the application window will remain open from the 15th of July to the 12th of October. It said no application will be accepted after the closure of the application window. The ministry said so far 66 applicants with committed investment of 6,962 crore rupees have been selected as beneficiaries under the PLI scheme. In France, President Emmanuel Macron rejected Prime Minister Gabriel Attal's resignation after the ruling party failed to secure a majority in the snap legislative elections. Macron has asked Attal to remain as Prime Minister for the time being to ensure the country's stability. In the 2 rounds of legislative elections held on June 30th and July 7th, Macron's coalition finished second with 163 seats. The left-wing party's alliance, the New Popular Front, secured a relative majority with 182 seats in the 577-member National Assembly. In Wimbledon, former champion Elena Rybakina defeated Anna Kalinskaya to reach her third successive Wimbledon quarter-final. In the women's singles round of 16, Kalinskaya has taken walkover after a wrist injury. In the men's singles round of 16, 7-time champion and second seed Novak Djokovic will face 15 seed Danish Holger Rune tonight. Earlier in the day, Italian 25th seed Lorenzo Musetti ended the remarkable journey of Giovanni Mepecci Pericar. In the clash, Musetti secured a 4-6-6-3-6-3-6-2 victory and advanced to his first Grand Slam quarterfinal. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister arrives in Moscow to participate in the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. Supreme Court asked Centre and NTA to file a report on any ETUG paper leak case. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren expands his cabinet following trust vote victory in the assembly. Normal life disrupted in Maharashtra and Uttarakhand due to heavy rain. And in Wimbledon, Elena Rybakina advances to women's singles quarterfinal in men's singles round of 16. Novak Djokovic to face Holger Rune tonight. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.